In the annual defense authorization bill, the House Armed Services Committee has voted to split up the Air Force and create a new U.S. Space Corps. If you haven't been following the debate about creating a sixth military service, you're not alone. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, several lawmakers say they were blindsided by that proposal.
Several members of the panel staged what turned out to be an unsuccessful effort to block the creation of the new Space Corps until it could be studied further, or at least until the full committee had held at least one hearing on the subject. Ohio Republican Michael Turner sponsored an amendment that would have stripped the reorganization from the underlying defense bill. He says he only learned about the proposal last week when it first came before the Subcommittee on Strategic Forces.
Even though I'm an active member of the subcommittee, I was unaware that this was coming until the mark, and I chastised my staff and I said, you know, how could I not know that this was happening, that we were going to establish another service branch? I mean, we haven't done since 1947. They said, well, they had a meeting and you missed it. Well, a meeting is certainly not enough. Now, I have a friend that wrote their thesis on the formation of the Air Force for their doctorate, and I read it, and it was a compelling story because it talked of the work at the White House of the president of the administration, through Congress, through DOD, all of the studies and all of the work that went into the formulation of the Air Force. Now, for the Space Corps, with the work we've done so far, you would not be able to write your thesis. You'd be able to write a memo. And the memo would be, we had several discussions.
Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally, a retired Air Force colonel, was also surprised by the Space Corps proposal. She says she didn't know about it until it appeared in the bill the full committee debated on Wednesday.
And I would just think that something this significant, if we're at that point in our committee, that we would have some hearings or discussions at the full committee level, hear from the Secretary of Defense, hear from the Secretary of the Air Force. This is about, from my view, just further integration, not further separation and bureaucracy. So I want to associate myself with Mr. Turner's amendment on this. For those of us who are not in the subcommittee, this is sort of a shocking first time we've heard about a very major reorganization to our military, and I just think it deserves a couple of hearings and discussions on the matter at the full committee level.
But the measure, which would also establish a new U.S. Space Command and make the new chief of the Space Corps the eighth member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has the support of both Mac Thornberry, the chairman of the full committee, and its ranking Democrat, Adam Smith. The bill language was developed by Representatives Mike Roger and Jim Cooper, the top Republican and Democrat on the Strategic Forces Subcommittee. All of them argue that the creation of a dedicated service for space has been studied for years, and that the idea's time has come. Congressman Rogers.
There's been nothing short-sighted about this. We have been incredibly deliberative. We started working on this last September as a committee, vigorously. We have had countless meetings, briefings with experts who have advised us as to how this should be construed. In fact, this idea for a Space Corps is one of the solutions to the problem with Air Force space came from the Rumsfeld Commission in 2001 as one of the four options that would be a solution. The GAO has done three studies on this, all of which have said you cannot maintain the current organizational construct of the Air Force and solve the acquisition problems, the operational problems that we have. The Air Force is like any other bureaucracy. They don't want change, and they certainly don't want Congress telling them they have to change. But this is our role. This is what we're here for.
Cooper agreed, saying the creation of the new service would properly reflect space's importance as a new warfighting domain.
And space has not been given adequate priority by our friends in the Air Force. The Chinese and the Russians in particular have been aggressive, so we must meet this challenge. And a Space Corps is a good way to do it. The chairman has been very gentle but firm in his approach. He's had countless meetings over 10 months. I don't know where my friend from Ohio has been. I know he's busy with other responsibilities. But this is an appropriate and, I agree, an historic step to defend America. Because we could wake up one morning, we could be at supper one night and be blinded and deafened by adversary powers. So much of our most precious assets are up in space. We have got to do more to protect them and to develop other capabilities.
The bill would order the Defense Department to establish the new Corps by January of 2019. It would be a distinct military service within the Department of the Air Force in much the same way the Marine Corps operates as a service in the Department of the Navy. The Secretary of the Air Force would oversee both the Air Force and the Space Corps, but the new Chief of Staff of the Space Corps would be a new four-star position, co-equal with the Chief of Staff of the Air Force. DOD would have to deliver reports to Congress in both March and August of next year on the details of how it plans to set up the new service. Smith, the full committee's top Democrat, says that schedule leaves plenty of time to iron out any unanswered questions about the plan.
It's just saying, Air Force, you need to do this. Get this set up over the course of the next year. So I think it's being done in a deliberate and intelligent manner. And then second, what Mr. Cooper said, space has changed. I mean, we took for granted for too long the fact that we dominated space. And for a long time we did, but we don't anymore. I mean, you mentioned China and Russia. Even North Korea has launched a satellite. There are, you know, other folks who are out there and involved, and we need to be ready to confront this. And yes, buried deep within the Air Force, you could do that, but it doesn't get the priority that it deserves given how important it is and how it impacts everything that we do.
Although the Air Force's top leadership has not testified before the House on the proposed reorganization, the service's secretary and chief of staff have both expressed opposition. They say it would only add more bureaucracy to the problem and hinder the efforts the Air Force is already making to integrate space concerns into the fabric of other military missions. But Thornberry says opposition from the Air Force is no reason for delay, since the Pentagon has a long history of fighting changes to its own organizational structures.
Now, we need to study it. We need to be careful about what we're doing. There are consequences to it, and this is a big change. But I also believe, just like it was Congress that created the Air Force in 1947, when it became time, it was Congress that created the Department of Defense and forced the Army and the Navy together. It was Congress that did Goldwater Nichols. There are times when an issue becomes developed and ripe, and it is our responsibility to act. And personally, I think space, both what the adversaries are doing and our failures, those things lead me to believe this is the time for us to act.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Jared's story and also listen to my interview with Bloomberg defense analyst Rob Levinson for more on the Space Corps proposal at FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive.